Healthline, keeping you up to date with government policies, programs, health trends, and more.
Me no know about you, but me no order from the place there again, you know. Them two thief, man.
You know, sister, so they make them money. Catch you with the cross, then overcharge you for the toppings. Never again.
So, Amelia, you forget something?
Oh, what? Me never get back my change.
No. You take your insulin from morning?
Lord, man. Tell the whole world next time, no?
But that's another thing for shame about.
Okay, you not understand. You think no man I go want me when me I juke up myself with needle everywhere I go?
You think no man I go want you when you're dead?
Only you in a Trish, only you.
Come on, and take your meds, your pizza get cool.
On this week's Healthline, we take a look at controlling diabetes. Diabetes is a disease that affects the body's production of insulin, which is the hormone that controls the body's sugar levels. Diabetes therefore causes the body to improperly process food for use as energy. Director of Non-Communicable Diseases and Injury Prevention at the Ministry of Health, Dr. Tamu Davidson, says diabetes affects all age groups.
So when you have diabetes, your body either does not make enough insulin or cannot use its own insulin as well as it should, or you either don't make any insulin at all. And so this causes sugar to build up in your blood, and this is why we call it sugar, and many people use the term sugar.
There are three types of diabetes: type 1, type 2, and gestational diabetes. People living with type 1 diabetes produce little to no insulin and need external sources of the hormone for survival. Found mainly in children, type 1 diabetes is not considered a lifestyle disease. However, lifestyle and diet play a major role in developing type 2 diabetes, which causes the body not to make or use insulin well.
Now you have type 2 diabetes, which mainly affects older persons. But we're concerned now because we're seeing, even though type 1 is mostly common in young people, we're seeing type 2 in young adults and in children because of the high levels of obesity in this state, in this age group.
Director of Non-Communicable Diseases and Injuries Prevention at the Ministry of Health, Dr. Tamu Davidson. Gestational diabetes occurs during pregnancy and it tends to leave the mother after the baby is born. Even though gestational diabetes goes away, its occurrence increases the chances of the child developing diabetes later in life. Even though gestational diabetes goes away, its occurrence increases the chances of the child developing diabetes later in life. Persons living with diabetes are expected to follow specific guidelines, with the first being maintaining contact with their doctors to monitor the condition. Blood sugar is affected by what we eat, and so for persons with diabetes, daily monitoring of blood sugar levels with a glucose machine is crucial. Diabetic persons should really have a diet rich in fruits, lean meat, fish and vegetables, and limit refined sugars and excess fat. They are also encouraged to maintain an active lifestyle by incorporating physical activity. Diabetics should also ensure that they take their medication as recommended by the doctor and not skip doses or take breaks. For more information on diabetes, visit moh.gov.jm. Healthline wants to hear from you, so send feedback to radio@gis.gov.jm. Connect with us on Twitter at GIS News, Instagram at GIS Voice, and interact with us on Facebook at Jamaica Information Service. That's it for this week's edition of Healthline. I'm Twyla Whelan. Join us again next week for more. And until then, please stay healthy.
A person assigned an attorney may need forensic, medical, scientific, or other expert evidence to prove his case. The Legal Aid Council, where an assigned attorney so requests, undertakes the costs for such expert services as required. Contact the Legal Aid Council at 72 Harbor Street, Kingston. Telephone 948-6999 or email aid.legal@moj.gov.jm. The Legal Aid Council, ensuring access to justice for all.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.